You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The U.S. Supreme Court this week rejected a case out of Northern California. It's about access to Martin's Beach. That's a popular Crescent Cove just south of Half Moon Bay. Billionaire venture capitalist Vinod Khosla blocked a road that leads to the shore. A lower court said he couldn't do that, and the Supreme Court decided not to hear an appeal. But even though this case has come to a close, it doesn't necessarily mean everybody will have access to Martin's Beach going forward. KLW's Marco Seiler Gonzalez explains.
An early morning drive from San Francisco to Martin's Beach is nothing short of epic. You drive along the massive cliffs that tower above Gray Whale Cove, then you pass Montara Beach, where the highway winds through a grove of tall trees and shoots you out into sprawling farmland and open fields. The turnoff for Martin's Beach comes abruptly. I park on the dirt lot next to the paved road that leads a little less than half a mile down to the beach. That's where I meet Edmundo Larenas.
Yeah.
Will we be driving down or walking down?
I think we should walk.
Sure, yeah.
If you're good with that.
Definitely.
If you have anything that looks valuable in your car, put it in the trunk, because this is like...
Yeah. No, I get it.
Larenas is the co-founder of the Surfrider Foundation's San Mateo County Chapter. The foundation sued Vinod Khosla back in 2013 for limiting public access to Martin's Beach without applying for a permit. Khosla locked the gate. He reopened it last year, sometimes, after the California Coastal Commission threatened to fine him $11,000 a day for violating the Coastal Act.
I would say the gate never really opened back up. We're walking through here, but it's random. And the reason that's important is because if you live anywhere where you have to spend time to drive here, you want to be able to come here and have a guarantee that the gate's going to be open. So it's been on and off, cat and mouse game.
Khosla bought these 89 acres surrounding Martin's Beach in 2008. He often closes the gate to the only road in, but that hasn't stopped folks like Larenas from enjoying this piece of the coast.
A friend of mine and I got on our surfboards and we paddled. It's about a mile from the next public access to this beach, so we got on our surfboards and paddled over here just to make a point.
The tall bluffs on either side of Martin's Beach frame the seemingly endless blue ocean. It feels like you're standing on the edge of the earth. The road snakes down into a small neighborhood of cottages above the beach. Khosla owns it all.
So check this out. As you walk along here, you're going to see the iconic shark fin rock to your right. It's to the north of the beach. There it is. Now tell me that's not worth protecting, huh?
It is beautiful, but get this. Khosla almost never sees it. He told the New York Times he hasn't spent a night at Martin's Beach. He said he regrets buying the land in the first place.
Mr. Khosla bought this property in order to close that gate. According to the Coastal Act, any change in use is considered development. And any development, if you're in the coastal zone, needs a coastal development permit, and he never applied for it. In fact, he basically said, well, sue me.
Khosla declined to talk with me, but he did explain his reasoning in an interview with Bloomberg News.
It's about property rights and about a set of people who want to use coercion. In fact, they told me they'd like to embarrass me into giving up my rights. Well, if you have a belief system, even though it's unpopular, even though the press all knocks you for it, you want to live by your principles. Whether it's that or protecting private property rights and fighting for what the law is, and when it's not clear, and there's clearly some things that are not clear in the law, it's important to get them legally resolved.
The road down to Martin's Beach hasn't always been contentious. In fact, it used to be quite inviting. There was once a huge red sign along Highway 1 that pointed out the beach to passersby. The local Dini family bought the property in the early 1900s. A few decades later, they leased it to another family who began allowing visitors down to the beach for a small fee. The Dini family continued that tradition when they took the property over again in the 90s. To bring that passage back, the State Lands Commission is considering buying the access road from Khosla. He said he'd only sell it for $30 million. That's nearly the amount he bought the entire property for. But some local residents are wary that if the road were open permanently, the public would fall short of keeping their prized beach pristine. local business owner Brian Overfelt says he's seen mounds of trash at Tunitas Creek. That's the San Mateo County beach just south of Martins.
I'm not seeing our beaches being respected on both sides of Martins Beach. So I don't know if the public deserves access if that's the way the public's going to treat our beaches. Martins Beach is a gem. It's one of the most beautiful places on the planet, and it needs to be treated as such.
Overfelt owns the old Princeton Landing in Half Moon Bay and has lived in the area since he was three. He says he wasn't even mad when COSLA closed the gate in the first place, and it gave him a greater appreciation for the time he spent down there with the Dini family.
My favorite memory is I was sitting inside the little, when you go down to Martins Beach, there's a little group of buildings, and in the one building was a little general store, and they had three beers on tap, and they had soda pop, and they had water, and they had food you could buy. And my favorite memory ever was I just got done surfing all afternoon. I was all surfed out, I was salty, and I was sitting next to Jimmy Dini, of the Dini family that sold the property to the Kuchlas, drinking cold beer, and I just surfed all day. And I go, this is like the most amazing thing ever. And when all that went away, because the Dinis left or sold the property, they're still around, but they sold the property, and that ended, and the gate was closed, to me, that was the signal of an end of a beautiful era.
Today, the little cafe that used to sell burgers and beer is boarded up and shut down. It's another reminder the era that Overfelt remembered so fondly is over. But the legal battle over this beach will go on. Now that COSLA has to go through the proper channels to close the gate to Martins Beach, the California Coastal Commission can either reject or accept that proposal. If it's rejected, COSLA can then litigate that decision in court.
He'll have to apply for a permit and go through the process. It all starts over again.
Again, Edmundo Larenas with the Surfrider Foundation.
It's going to be a long haul.
The Supreme Court's rejection of COSLA's case has eliminated the chance for this lawsuit to set a precedent for other beachside property owners. And COSLA's determination to get his way isn't anything new for the California Coastal Commission. It's levied millions of dollars in fines on homeowners in Malibu for trying to block off public access to their beachside property. The big difference in this case is that COSLA doesn't live at Martins Beach. His endurance to fight this battle is entrenched in the principle of private property rights, and he's willing to make it as hard as possible for the Coastal Commission to take that away from him. At Martins Beach, I'm Marcos Salar-Gonzalez for Cross Currents.